Here's a thought, well, really, it's a bit of advice, about something you might want to think about doing as you show your work, which you do from time to time, we all do. And, of course, it's always nice to receive some compliments or some applause of some kind or another that helps stroke our ego and tells us that we might be on an interesting path photographically. But I would propose there's a lot more important information to be gleaned by noting the audience reaction to your work. In essence, I would suggest that everybody who looks at your work will communicate something in between the words they say, so you have to sort of read between the lines, read body language, read facial expressions, that'll tell you something that maybe they won't express verbally. And that nonverbal feedback can be very useful. Here's a few examples. Whenever I see someone looking at one of my prints and getting closer, if they're looking at it on a wall from 3 or 4 feet away, maybe they move right up to the print so that they see it from comfortable reading distance of 8 inches or so. What does that tell me? It tells me that they're on a search for details, which implies that perhaps I didn't make the print large enough. They're telling me they wish it was a larger print because whatever details they're assuming are there and then stepping closer to see are important to them. And, of course, like all of the examples I'm going to give, there's a statistical component. If you show your work in a gallery opening and out of 50 people that are there, one person gets closer, well, that might tell you something about that person. But if half of them or three quarters of them get closer to a given print, that does tell me something about the size of the print and what they're expecting or hoping to see that I've not provided to them by making a print that's too small. Of course, it then becomes an aesthetic decision about whether or not I'm printing for me or whether or not I'm printing for the audience. But I do think it's important that if a significant part of the audience wants to see more detail, that maybe that's telling me that I should have made the print bigger. Another sign that I look for is when someone lingers over an image. This particularly happens when I'm showing handheld work, like a folio or a chapbook or something like that. And if there's a number of them to look at, there will be a pace that they use to go through from image to image or chapbook to chapbook. But if they stop and linger over one, that shows me that they're engaged on a slightly deeper level than the other ones that have just sort of passed through their hands. That lingering offers me an opportunity to ask a question that's not do you like it or do you not like it, but maybe something a little more significant. For example, I might ask, is there a question that I might be able to answer about this one? They don't need to know that I'm asking that question because I've seen them lingering over that print or that body of work. But lingering is the clue that told me that they had some questions or at least some engagement with that piece of work that they haven't had with others. If someone asks me a question, that shows that there's some mystery or perhaps some confusion. They're not quite sure what they're seeing. And they want to clarify that. Now, does that mean I've successfully placed mystery into the image or the project? Perhaps. Or it could be that I haven't been clear enough or precise enough. I haven't given them an appropriate bridge that they can cross to connect between their life and my artwork. If the question is, where did you take this picture? That tells you that they're looking through your image as though it were a window. They're involved in that myth that photography has transported them through time and space to stand where you stood looking at some subject and making a photograph of it, and they want to know where you were standing. Maybe they want to go there. Maybe they're just curious because they've never seen a place like that. But the fact that they've asked you where tells you how they're engaging the photograph. Like I say, they're looking at your photograph as though they're looking through a window at the world. If they ask technical questions, my observation is that that shows the viewer is a fellow photographer. They're interested in lenses or apertures or what kind of camera you have or some such thing. So that's a clue to engage them as a photographer. which means that they may have some photographic literacy. You might be able to compare your work to something that's inspired you from some other photographer, famous master, or whatever, and that can often open up a very interesting conversation. If they ask media questions, for example, like, what paper did you use? That tells you that they might want to do something similar. They're learning from you. They like what you've done enough that maybe they want to emulate it, but there's some information they need to know, like paper or inks or camera or whatever. You get the idea. The audience reacts to your work, and the nature of their reaction tells you something about how they're thinking, how they're viewing your work, the premises that they're employing as they view your work. It's comforting to know they've given you a thumbs up or thumbs down. But I would propose that's the least important thing you could get from someone who's viewing your work. And all the other things you can get that are valuable, that might help you create your next body of work or improve this body of work, all of those things are going to require sensitivity on your part to not only note the audience reaction, but to interpret what that means based on how they react, what they say, and how well you can read between the lines.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.